This is Happiness Solved with America's happiness coach, Sandy Scarlatta.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to today's episode. I am so happy you're here. So you may have noticed the music is a little bit different. I thought I would change things up a little bit. So before I introduce today's guest, I want to talk a little bit about gratitude. So here we are. We're approaching the holidays. 2021 is coming to an end. Maybe that's a good thing for some people. I'm always one that, you know, gets excited for a new year. So gratitude is the quickest way to shift your thoughts from maybe negative or stressful into a positive state. There's always other people that have worse off circumstances than you do. So it's easy during the holidays because, you know, we want everything to be special for your family. We want to get the perfect gift for people and things like that. And you know, this year things may be a little bit different. As we all know, they're logistically, things are not getting to places the way that we're used to. We're not getting that instant gratification many times. So I just challenge everyone during this holiday season, throughout the day, as often as you need to, just take a few minutes and focus on everything that you have to be grateful for, because it really does shift your mood, your energy levels, your thoughts, because you have a choice. You have a choice as to whether or not it's going to be a merry season or if it's going to be a stressful season. I know for me personally, I choose to have a merry season and not let the stress get to me. So thank you so much for listening today, and I hope you enjoy this episode. Today's guest is Kira Polson. She is a mother to five children, an intuitive spiritual entrepreneurship coach, two-time author, and CEO of Freedom House Publishing Company. Kira helps women who feel inspired to make a huge impact in the world write transformative books of light. She teaches them how to receive their book with spiritual tools that allow for the creation of the book to come through in under 2 months' time. Kira then helps them create successful businesses of light derived from the message of their book. She is such an amazing woman, and the work that she does is incredible. And boy, does she have a great story to tell. You don't want to miss this episode. Hi, Kira. How are you today?
Oh, I'm so good. I'm so excited to be here.
I am so excited to have you here. Yeah. So where are you located?
I live up in Idaho.
Nice. How is it in Idaho these days?
It's magical. I love it so much.
Yeah. So are you near a big city? Are you in the suburbs?
Country? We're in a little farm. We're in a farm town. Yeah. It's only 40 minutes from Boise, so it's not crazy in the middle of nowhere, but it does feel like we're in the middle of nowhere sometimes, and I love it.
That's really nice. Yeah. 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 I'm in the suburbs of, west of Washington, D.C., And yeah, I as the years went on, I kept moving further and further away from the city because, you know, the city starts moving out into the suburbs and then it right? just gets too crazy. So yeah, well, good for you. I've never been to Idaho. One of my husband and I's goals is to hop in an RV and get to all 50 states.
Well, you will love it. You'll love it when you come.
Awesome. So you're a mother of five. Wow.
Yeah, I am.
What are the ages of your kids?
My oldest is 16, and then 14, 12, 9, and 6. So we're in it.
Wow. Right? Wow, you are one busy woman. So tell me about the work that you do. It sounds really fascinating.
So I love the work that I do. I support women who feel inspired to be leaders of light, who have these like burning messages in their hearts and their souls. And I help them learn how to spiritually receive these books that I believe all thought leaders have inside of them. And I teach them how to write these books very quickly and then create really successful businesses from the message of the book so that they create businesses of light, expanding more light, more service to the world. And it is such a joy.
Wow. Now, have you authored any books?
I have. I have written two books and I own a publishing house. So that's a part of how I help these thought leaders really push their work into the world, is that with my publishing house, I help them publish their books and bring their books in through Amazon, through their websites. And it's really like, it's a one-stop shop. That's really like to help women do, is bring their messages through published books, but then also in all their courses and podcasts and any ways that they can spread this message of light.
Nice. Yeah. So what is your backstory? How did you get to this place where you are today? Everybody has a story. What's yours?
Right. So I always wanted to be a mom, and I had these five beautiful children. And I remember being 33-ish. I don't know. Maybe it was 33, 34, and I just felt lost. Like I had reached this place where I'm like, I have all my children. I'm so loving being a mom, but I'm lost. I'm lost as a human, as an individual. And so I began praying every day that I would just find my purpose. And very long story short, I woke up 5 months later with all these memories of trauma that had happened to me as a child, sexual abuse that had happened to me as a child. And it threw me into the deepest, darkest hole I've ever been. And I became very suicidal. And in that moment, when I chose to live, I made a commitment that I would live my purpose and that I would live guided by the divine. And it changed my life. And in the very short 5 years that it has been since that moment, I have watched my purpose explode out of me in all the ways, through books, through creating a publishing house, through helping other women really expand their gifts. And I am so grateful for that really dark and painful break that led me to this.
Wow. Yeah. And I'm very empathic. So
yeah.
When I hear stories like that, it's hard for me sometimes to keep my composure. Okay, so now, did you talk to a therapist or anything about this?
Oh, yes.
Because I'm just curious, because sometimes I wonder, you know, how do you know that that's real if it was memories?
Right. So here's where I sit in the space of really dove into EMDR, which is a type of healing therapy work. And it is really, really good for trauma. And whether or not the memories are real, the pain and experience is real. So doing therapy is essential. It's just, for me, it was essential. And I'm so deeply grateful for therapists. I'm so grateful for the time I spent. I still go to therapy. I find that it is extremely supportive for me. And I really find like, yeah, my story might seem heavy, but it's such a story of expansion. It's such a story of when we think we're at our lowest place, it's really just the place where we get to expand into our bigger self. And that's what I like to focus on with my story.
Yeah. So how did your children and your husband, what was their experience when you were going through this?
You know, I'm pretty good at keeping a composure. So my little ones, my children didn't actually know that anything was going on. I just didn't feel like that's their responsibility to know their mom's struggling.
Of course, yeah.
So, I mean, I definitely probably laid down more than I ever had. I'm a pretty fast doer and goer. And at that time, I really did rest more and I really let my body heal and rest. So yeah. I think they probably noticed, like, this is weird. Mom doesn't normally just lay on the couch and rest. So I'm sure they were aware of that. But they were so young. And I just don't think children need to carry the struggles of their parents. So
no, of course not.
They didn't really know what was going on with me. But my husband was an extraordinary support, and I'm so deeply grateful for him. He he just really held me and supported me as I went through therapy and did the work I needed to do.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Therapy is essential. Essential. Mm-hmm. Wow. Now, do you have memories of who it was that was your abuser or no?
Well, I do, but I'm gonna be honest. I don't feel like this part of my story is not the important part, right? Like, right. I believe everyone has trauma. Not everyone's been through trauma. I have. Let's hope not, right? Like, I think everyone has some sort of trauma where they feel broken. And that's where I share my story. I share my story not to go into details because it doesn't serve anyone. I don't believe going into details is something that's going to transform people's lives. What I believe transforms people's lives is knowing that somebody else had a break, had a moment of feeling hopeless, and found the hope even in the dark. And that's the story I like to share, because even in my darkest moment, I was able to feel the light of the divine, and I was able to see a purpose so much greater than me that brought me to a place that has literally, my whole life is so different now in such beautiful, brilliant ways. And so that's where I really like to focus.
I love it. We're going to take a quick break from the interview to ask you a couple of questions. Are you a high achiever who finds himself always going from one stressor to another? Are you living the life you always imagined you would? Do you feel like there's something missing in your life? Do you find yourself constantly thinking negative thoughts? Is there a better way to live? Yes. Everything I just described is the way I used to be and the questions I would ask myself. Now, for over 20 years, I have been helping people create lasting happiness in their lives so they can live the life they've always imagined. So I have a new program that can help you create the lasting happiness you've always longed for and live the life you've always dreamed about. Please visit www.sandyscarlotta.com/courses for more information. Oh, and this would make the perfect holiday gift for someone special in your life. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you enjoy the rest of today's interview. So tell me about, like, the two books that you wrote. What are they? Yeah. What are they about?
So my very first book was actually because of the healing work I did. I felt inspired to write a book called the Hidden Gifts Within the Trauma of Sexual Abuse. And I wrote that book because I found so many gifts in trauma. I found that there was so much gifts. There were so many gifts in my life, even though I had trauma. So I wrote that book. That was my very first book. That was also the very first book that my publishing house published. And then my latest book, which is, I don't know, maybe 7 months old now, it's called Rise Up and Awaken to the Joy of Being Human. And it is a guide and a daily journal on how to release suffering and activate more joy.
Love it. Love that. Mm-hmm. So that's just amazing. Now, so I was thinking about when you were talking about how you work with women to, you know, write their book in 2 months, what do you teach? Is that like stream of consciousness writing or?
I guess that's what you could call it. That's what I work a lot with spiritually. So that's the world I like to play in. I find that we have so much support from our spiritual team, from angels, from guides, from leaders, whether it be God for people or the universe. There is a level of guidance and support that if we can tap into, we get to have this beautiful flow. And so I have a bunch of different practices that are a way to prime your mind and your body to be in a state of receiving. And when you can receive spiritually, books come through quicker. I've watched multiple women that I've coached write their books in less than 2 months, who never wanted to be an author, who never even expected to be an author, but the inspiration came, it called to them, and they listened, and they received their books, and they're powerful books in the world.
Wow.
That's really amazing. I love it. Yeah, my first book was a novel, and I found that, well, I had one experience where I went to a meditation yoga retreat for a weekend, and we had a day of silence. And that right there, if you've never tried it, yeah, good luck. It's very, very difficult. I did make it through that, but I found myself back in my room with my computer and was just, I couldn't type fast enough.
Wow.
And when I read it the next day, I was like, whoa, where'd that come from? Right? Wow. But yeah, that's really incredible. Wow. So tell me more about what you do. Because it sounds like, yeah, I want to hear more.
Yeah, it's so fun. I feel so lucky to be where I'm at in the world that I live in. Like, the women I get to work with are such powerful forces of light in the world. I feel like it's just sacred work. These women are, they're here to make a massive difference in the world. And so how I support women is I work one-on-one, which that currently isn't available anymore. Right now, it may open up again in the future, but I hold masterminds of 25 women who all have these calls to make a difference in the world, to create shifts in transformations in humanity. And I teach them these simple practices. One is creating a sacred space every morning so that they can connect to themselves, connect to the divine. And we have some different I have different things that I teach people that you can do in your sacred space, but it's really like find a time to listen, to be quiet, to receive. And then I teach them how to do a daily healing practice. And this is a really important aspect of the work I do because these women are leaders and they're most of them artists of some level, whether they're writers or creators. But what happens is that means they also have to be entrepreneurs. You can't be a successful leader in the world and not know how to run a business. You have to understand how to create a business from your work to make an impact. So what happens is entrepreneurs, self-doubt likes to creep in pretty loud. And, and there's a lot of times where you want to quit because it's hard. But I've noticed that if the women I work with and me myself, I don't go a day without healing. If you can do a daily healing practice every day on one of your chakras, which are energy centers of your body, you can stay in a flow state and also stay in action. Because let's say one day someone wakes up, they're about to publish their book. And this happens all the time. Right before a book's about to be published, all the old stories and crap come up. All the stories of who am I to do this? Nobody's going to read this. What if it's not good? Right? Like these are just the normal thoughts that come to people right before they get their book in the world. And that stops people. That stops so many people from moving forward. But I teach women how to do a daily healing practice so that they can go in their bodies and clear out that noise, so that they can truly step into the role of being a leader. So those are some of the things that I teach women how to do so that they can stay in creation and in leadership with ease and not having to deal with their old patterns.
Oh, yes. I know for me, my recent book came out in February of this year. And when I sent it to the publisher last April, right, I finished it in January of 2020.
Yeah.
And before the pandemic hit and everything. And I had to put this, you know, I printed out this quote and I have it on my wall. And I look at it almost every day and it says, there are people doing the things that you want to do. Or there are people less qualified than you doing the things that you want to do only because they decided to believe in themselves.
Oh, that's so good.
Yeah.
Oh, my
because
gosh.
Because it was, you know, when you're putting a book out there, and mine in particular, I talk about, you know, some of the tragedies that I've experienced. And and it was, you know, you're vulnerable. And it's hard. Yeah. So that's really wonderful because, yeah, the self-doubt kills businesses like crazy.
Right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
I find that one of the greatest tragedies is women who are so extraordinarily gifted and who are here to make a huge difference in the world, not knowing how to take it and create it into a successful business, because the world loses out on these women's greatness. Yes. They lose out on what's possible. And that's why I'm so passionate about what I do, is I really want to help every woman I can learn how to create a successful business so that they can go and make a difference in the world.
Wow. I love it. I love it. This is incredible, Kira. So what else do you want to share with the audience?
I think really the thing that comes to my heart is, if someone's listening right now and they've had this nudge in their soul that they've been like pushing down, trying to ignore, like this nudge that says you are here for more, like you're here for more, that they stop pushing it down and that possibly they like open up their heart and listen to what it might be saying to them. Because not only will it surprise them, but it will also open up pathways of miracles, of light, of expansion. And I think it's a path worth taking.
Oh, amen to that. Wow. Well, you are such a beautiful, bright light in this world, Kira. And thank you so much for sharing your story. And more importantly, you know, what you're doing with your story and how you've just become just an amazing bright light for everybody and for everybody that you work with.
Well, thank you so much. Thanks for having this beautiful space for us to have this conversation. I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you. Take care, Kira. Kira is such a beautiful light in this world, and I hope you were able to learn something from it. And if there's anybody out there that has that nudge in them to write a book, definitely reach out to Kira, because she really knows what she's doing. So you can find out more information on Kira's website, which is kirapulson.com. So thank you so much for listening today. And you can learn more about me at my website, which is sandyscarlotta.com. My book, Happiness Solved, Climbing 100 Steps, can be found on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. And as always, I hope that you and your family stay safe, healthy, and happy. Take care, everyone.